Davening takeaway, Torah Or, Daf 122. On here in this daf, there's a rich series of references to davening. It starts out by trying to understand the Megillah and the specialness of the Megillah and relates it to other Megillahs, one being the famous Megillah of Zechariah. That was the flying Megillah, and it's written that it was actually written on both sides. There's a written panim ve'ichor in front and back. And it's explained that what this means is that there is pnimis and there's also acharayim. So there's the more inner aspect, and then there's the more external back aspect. And the mimer goes on and explains that this idea of pnimis, it says that chachmas adam tahir panav, that the wisdom of a person lights up his face. And it's explained that this idea of man, that the essence of Hashem, that's Mitzvahus of Hashem, cannot just come down and be revealed in this world in a normal sense because it's so far removed, the point where it's not connected at all. And as we've explained in other places, the tremendous amount of tzimtzumim and different levels that the whole Seder Stalshalos that needs to get it down, such a high level can't happen except the fact that there's man in the world, the Jewish people, and that that level, it says this, the Yisrael Alu B'machshava, that the Jewish people rose up in Hashem's thought, a very deep level. And so because we have that status or that condition, so we can be the vehicle by which to bring the essence of Hashem into this world in a revealed state. And so it explains that just like the man, and we were talking about man, we're talking about the supernal man that's found on the chariot, the ruchnius levels that the prophets talked about. And so this level is this level of chokhmah of this supernal man, says is, you know, and we say this every Erev Shabbos, that it's a wisdom with an unknowable wisdom, you know, and a bina and an understanding that's not an unknowable understanding. And so this level is a level which is called the panemius. That's the inner aspect, panim. It says it lights up the face. But it says that it's impossible for such a thing to come about. A person cannot draw down such a level like that unless he first exercises a proper level of davening. And davening in this case, compared to the panemius, which we're talking about, this high level of Torah, which is the chachma of Hashem, in such a high level, it's an unknowable chachma. Davening is called ichur in that sense. It's a more external, more backside. And so then but this level of tefillah now is a process by which has to happen first to allow anyone to access that deeper level. And so then the mimer, much of the last column of the second side of the page is devoted to davening and explaining some aspects of davening. I should have mentioned beforehand that there's more, certain references to davening talking about this idea of Torah and the chokhmah of Torah and how it channels and chains its way down through flows. It's referencing the 3,000 mashalim of Shlomo HaMelech, because each one is a step where it can take this super highest level down into a place where it's even now in a physical description, the physical things in the world, but again, connected to that highest level. And so there are a couple of places here in davening that we can think about that davening, about the Torah and how it changed down, that are part of davening. The very end of davening, just before Aleinu, a series of Maamari Chazal. And one, it says, halichas olam lei, and it says, al tikrei halichas ela halachas. And so what is it, what's the connection between halichas, this idea of going and flowing, to halachas of the Torah? And it's explained that the idea of halicha is the idea of drawing down and flowing from this highest level of chokhmah that we just talked about down to the point where it can be revealed down here, even in physical ways, in the world. And referencing back to those 3,000 mashalim, but it's also that level where halacha is. Halacha is the bottom line, what we do and we don't do, how we operate in the world through the Torah. And so we see that those two are connected. The idea of halicha, drawing it down into this world, and then halacha being that place down here where it's utilized. And he also makes reference to, in a similar kind of flow, to what we say in any kind of bracha, when we say asher kedishanu b'mitzvesav, we say asher, that, the word that, but it also comes to word richness or a deep level of pleasure. It's an exciting sort of pleasure, supernal pleasure level, that is accomplished by the kedishanu b'mitzvesav, that we become kedishanu, that in kodesh means separated, removed, but dedicated to a certain place. And that, what are we dedicating? It's flowing to the mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs themselves now are a place where the oneg of Hashem, the ratzon and the oneg of Hashem lie in the mitzvahs in this world. And we see that the blessings we make are channeling that highest level of oneg down through us into the mitzvahs. When we get involved in the mitzvahs, we can draw that down. And so then he goes and references that to be able to do that properly, we need to have tefillah. And summarizing this section, because if I were to go through the entire thing, it would be like reviewing the whole daf. And so please review that the daf for every single detail. But what it describes is that the tefillah, and in particular, we're talking here about the main part of davening, main part of tefillah, which is the Shemona Esrei or Amida, that the pinnacle of the davening, the highest rung of the davening. It says that at that point, we need to be reaching a bittul b'metzias, a complete bittul, where we are now completely absorbed and tuned in and become one with Hashem, that highest level of Hashem. And so we no longer have a separate entity in our consciousness at that point. How do we accomplish that? As mentioned in a few other times in the past, previous pages, is that we have go through his bonus, a series of his bonus, thinking about the greatness of Hashem, thinking about how great Hashem is, and then the amazing diversity in that greatness of the creation, and then how Hashem is completely one within that creation, and then meditating being mizbeinin on how that oneness is completely through everything, because nothing is outside of Hashem, and how we then can tune into that level. At that place is where we're talking about, the Shemona Esrei. And the Shemona Esrei, the eight, is known as the Shemona Esrei, the 18 blessings. In fact, there are actually 19 due to an addition later, but it's always been known as the 18 blessings, the Shemona Esrei, and the standing prayer. And these 18, this mimer goes and explains in detail, correspond to the 18 vertebrae that we have in our back. The back supports our entire body, and it also, they themselves are supported by the spinal column that runs through them. That spinal column not only just connects the different vertebrae together, but it also connects that whole structure to the brain, to the moach. And then it goes into details about the nape of the neck, right in the back, where there are two small little bones, and those two little bones connect the spinal column and the vertebrae to the brain, to the skull and the brain. And it's explained that in the brain, there are three regions, three sort of lobes, you might say, the two major lobes, which are corresponding to Chochma and Bina, the part of the brain or the part of the Meichin, the mind that's the Chochma part and the Bina part. The back, which is that zone right where the interface between the brain and the spinal column with the vertebrae is known as the Meichin Adas. It's the zone or the lobe of Da'as. And we've explained that Da'as, which means knowledge, actually does more correctly or fully means connection and integration. And so this Da'as, this point there is what then allows the intellect to flow through the body. And there are points where it breaks out and into the other parts of the body. For instance, there is a place where it will connect to the trunk of the body and the arms. The two arms are known in a Kabbalistic sense of Ava and Yira, the love and fear of Hashem, which is the aspect where and we've mentioned in a previous daf, is our act of love and awe of Hashem going through the process of davening before it, which is, you know, connected to the earlier parts of davening, especially the two blessings before Shema and right after. And that is where we have a bittul, but not quite the full bittul. That's a bittul ayesh, leading then to the Shemona Esrei, which becomes a bittul b'Messias. And so the mimer goes through detail of how those processes go, you know, from the brains, and then it splits out into lines, and we have the different mitos following those different lines, again reflected in the two arms that branch off, and you know the different nerve centers or lines that the nerve cells that go from the spinal column out into the arms, the two arms. And so it says then that the da'as, this level of da'as, which is a supernal level of da'as, there's different levels of da'as, a lower level and a higher level. And this higher level, it says, that's the root of the idea of davening when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, when the different 18 brachas of the Shemona Esrei. And again, those represent the 18, you know, flows that go through all the different vertebrae and then, you know, onto the rest of the body. And through that, that becomes, as it were, an external aspect of connecting to the infinite light of Hashem, which then allows the inner aspect to then come out. The inner aspect, again, is the Chochmah, the supernal Chochmah and Bina of Hashem, that unknowable wisdom and understanding, which come from the brain down. And this Shemona Esrei then is an external aspect that allows that then to come into realization with the learning of Torah afterwards.